Wow. People really fucking suck. Welcome to episode number 2. Again, it is by myself. Hi, my name is Nicole. Nice to meet you. In the last episode, I talked about going through manipulation and toxicity and trauma with people. And that is one reason why people really suck. Here's another. I know this podcast, I wanted to focus on the political stuff as well as, like, emotional. And the first two episodes are going to be a little bit more emotional because with the other topics, I do need a guest star to talk about them because I want to see different points of views. But this one, I feel like my point of view is going to be okay. We're going to talk about people who gossip, rumors, those little shady ass friends that have two faces. Yep. You know those friends. Those friends that are really cool with you and they talk shit about someone else and you're probably thinking to yourself, they wouldn't be talking shit about me, right? Wrong. Growing up, when I say growing up, I don't mean like baby to child. I mean later young, like later teen into young adult. Growing up during that time, I had a lot of friends coming here and there. I had best friends that lasted like 4 years and they went away. And then another best friend that lasted another 4 years and they went away. It's hard for me to keep best friends because I have trust issues, but also I have seen their toxicity. And probably my own. I had to learn how to step away because I wasn't being a good friend to somebody. I have done that before. Doesn't make me a god. It just makes me a person who realizes things about themselves. You should try that too. Anyway, I never had a best friend that was toxic in that sense of gossip. But I've had friends that were gossipy. All right. So why don't I give you an example of what a toxic gossip is? Because you can gossip and it's actually okay. Because we're humans. We're always going to gossip. It's basically nearly impossible for us not to. But some gossiping is actually okay. Like, you can get away with it. But other gossip is not okay. And what I mean by get away with it, it's just not a big deal. Because again, we all gossip. We all gossip at work, at school. It's just, it's unavoidable. But there are times where you're going to hear something and you're going to be like, you know what? That's kind of fucked up. And it's going to be from a person that gossips about other people all the time. Because you can like, I guess gossip and spread rumor could be two different things. It's more the spread rumor is bad. The gossiping is not as bad. Like, you can gossip amongst your friends, like, every so often just for shits and giggles, right? But there's those people that gossip nonstop, and they spread rumors nonstop. And let's talk about my friend. I have two examples of friends that did that, and I am no longer friends with them for that very reason, actually. Let's start with my young adult years, when I was around, like, 18 to 24, I knew this person. Let's call her Penelope. So me and Penelope worked at a hookah bar together. And if you know me, then you know. If you don't, you're never going to find out. But this isn't relevant. I'm not like shit talking them or whatever. I am just using them purely as an example of one of the reasons people really suck. So this girl, Penelope, she's great. She's honestly really nice. And this is genuinely, like, she's truly a nice human being. She has a good soul and a good heart. But the one downfall is that she loves to spread rumors and gossip and talk shit. And it was all of that. And she was a people pleaser. And I think that was the biggest problem for me, is that she is a people pleaser. Because I'm the person, if someone does me wrong, I'm going to say bye-bye. You know, if someone does someone like something, and like, if someone hurts like someone important, like in my life feelings, like I'm not going to talk to them. Like if I was in a friend group and let's say that my friend Carly was really hurt by our friend Sean and he didn't do anything to me, but he hurt her to the point where she dropped him, I will drop him too. Because it's not loyalty to Carly. It's just being a good fucking person. And I do want to talk about that as well. I don't like it when people are like, you know what? That person didn't really do anything to me, so I'm going to still be friends with them. Like, that's kind of a red flag for that person as well. Because it's like, you see that that person was being a complete asshole to me. And you're going to think it's okay. And we're all friends. Like, what? You still want to be friends with somebody? Like, you want to associate yourself with somebody like that? Like, okay, that makes me not want to be your friend at this point. And I know there's a lot of back and forth with that kind of topic because people are just like, oh, well, if they didn't hurt them, why should they stop being friends? I get that. But also, you probably could avoid getting hurt in the future. And also, that probably means that you would do the same thing that they did. And we don't need that kind of energy in our lives. And I have a lot of those kind of friendships right now, honestly, and they're in my family. So it's not friendships, it's family issues, and it's a little bit more complicated when it comes to that, isn't it? Right? I feel like with family it shouldn't be that complicated. You should be able to cut them off as well, but there's the whole generational trauma thing. We don't need to talk about that. That's not what today's episode is, but she was that kind of person. And I didn't like that right away because we were friends with, so Penelope and I were friends with a bunch of like people that would go to the club together. And these clubbing guys are terrible. They're sexist as fuck, like the worst kind. And, you know, me being a Slav, you know, I know the difference between like American Slav and European Slav, and the American Slavs are absolutely shit. Like, I do not even actually acknowledge that they are a part of my country. But regardless, they are terrible people. They're sexist, they're racist, they're homophobic. And the only thing good about them is that we got into the club for free and we got free drinks. So, you know, being in our early 20s, we needed that, right? So we didn't give a fuck. You know, we went to the club. We didn't really talk to them. We just went to the club with them. We would keep them on Snapchat, Facebook, whatever. We would comment every so often on their things. But to each other, we'd be like, wow, they're shitty people. And eventually, for me, it got to that point where I was like, you know what, Penelope? I'm not going to be friends with them anymore because it's not beneficial. Like, sure, the benefit is going to the club, getting drunk, and having a good time for free. But, you know, I don't think that's even worth it. You know, I would rather pay for my own drink than have to be around them because it hurts my brain. And I am a woman and I do not like being disrespected. It's simple as that, right? And she was like, I totally agree with you. Like, I totally understand you, but I'm still going to be friends with them. And I was like, oh, weird flex, but okay. So that was the people-pleasing aspect of her. She never has any enemies. And I mean, I guess that's fine, right? Like, wouldn't you not want to have enemies? But she never has enemies, and I feel like that is a problem. You're always going to be a villain in someone's story. It's impossible. She's actually not even a villain in my story at all. I have actually no hate towards her. I just don't need her in my life. So anyway, that was the one problem about her. She was a people pleaser. She couldn't upset anybody. She didn't want to be like on anyone's bad side. So even if she thought that they were a shitty person, she was still going to be their friend, which is where the whole spreading rumors, gossipy, talking shit point comes in. So since just letting you know, if someone's a people pleaser, they are 100% talking shit behind everyone's back because they cannot. Like, they have to find an outlet, right? And their outlet is talking shit. So they just can't live with dropping someone. They would rather talk shit. So anyway, I said so many times. Anyway, she would start talking shit about, like, our friend group. And it wasn't just, like, these asshole dudes. We did have, like, maybe two other girls, but one of them was more relevant than the other one. How toxic. A friend group filled with men that think their dicks are longer than Jesus. And they hate women. But we were there. We were the, like, only women there. Anyway, so there was another girl and this other girl, but we don't need to talk about, like, the second one. We just need to talk about this first one. Let's call her Polina. So, Polina, she's really nice. I actually have absolutely nothing against her. I never had any feud with her. We just didn't get along. And in the sense of not, like, that we would bicker or fight. It wasn't that. We just didn't click. So, it wasn't like we were constantly arguing. It was literally just, it was awkward. Because our vibes, our energies, they just weren't working together. Sometimes you just don't work with others. And that was what I had with Polina. So I, in the end, had no reason to hate her. And I never did. I was just like, you know what? She seems like a nice person. We just don't work. And that's it. And it was then that I learned that you don't have to be friends with a lot of people. You don't need to be friends with everybody. And you don't need to have an enemy just because you're not friends with them. You could actually just be no emotion. And that was what I had with Polina. I did care because she was in her friend group. Like, if something happened to her, I was like, are you good? But other than that, she's not bothered by me and I'm not bothered by her. We are just mutual. So, on the contrary, Polina and Penelope were, like, best friends. And the thing is, Penelope had this habit of calling everyone her best friend because she called me her best friend for a long time, too. And I honestly believed it because I was like, we're close. We talk every day. Like, fuck it. I don't really see her as my best friend, but, like, we can be close because we are close. Why not? So she had me on one front and she had Polina on the other. So anytime I would hang out with Penelope, why'd I choose two P names? Anytime I would hang out with Penelope, we usually hung out at the hookah bar that we worked at. So, like, even on our days off, we would hang out there because it was so chill. We, you know, she would do her homework. I would chill with her and help her with her homework, if anything. I couldn't really help her much. She was studying medicine. But she would start talking shit about Polina. And when it first started, I was kind of like, whatever, she's just letting off a load. You know, maybe Polina did something that pissed her off and she just saying it in the air, because what she said wasn't actually fucking terrible. It was just the regular talking shit, because I know the difference now because my ex-fiance did the terrible one. I see the difference of talking shit. I always thought talking shit was talking shit. It's bad, period. Nope, there is an actual difference. So she was literally letting off a load. So I was like, okay, that's fine. You know, let's smoke a hookah. I'll let you vent about Polina and maybe tomorrow you'll feel better. Right. And I never said anything about Polina because I didn't know her. I had no opinions for her. I was just kind of like, okay, yeah, like maybe you could talk to her. Or maybe Polina did this because she was going through something. You know, I was trying to find solutions because I had no reason to talk shit about her. And I didn't want Penelope to be like, Nicole agrees with me. She said this and this. Because it would be shitty because I have no reason to talk shit about her. I'm not saying I never did talk shit. I 100% have talked shit, but not about Polina because I had no reason to. And so after that one hangout with Penelope where she basically ripped Polina a new one, I was like, all right, cool. You know, again, maybe next time we hang out, it'll be different. No. The next time we hung out, she went off again about Polina. And, like, it wasn't like the whole time we were hanging out, she was talking shit. She was talking about other things, but she was, like, mostly talking shit about Polina. And I'm like, why are we doing this girls against girls thing? It should be girls with girls, not versus. We shouldn't be fighting each other. What is going on? We are the only girls in this friend group because the other one left by now. Like, it's only the three of us. Like, what are you doing? And so she would just continuously talk shit about, like, Polina and about the boys. Like, just all the time. Just, like, how terrible they are, how bad Polina's makeup is, how terrible her hair is. And let me tell you, Polina is a hairdresser, and her hair is actually really nice, and the way she, like, works with hair is super, it's fucking beautiful, dude. Like, she's an artist, but her makeup is not that great. But again, she works with hair. Who cares? I'm not a makeup artist either, so who am I to judge? Okay, she looks beautiful. She is beautiful. She's a nice human being. So Penelope would start making fun of her makeup, her hair, the way she dresses, the way she talks to guys. Like, she was in the middle of trying to get with her now boyfriend, actually. You know, she was talking to him at the time. She wasn't dating him yet. And Penelope was judging her for it. And it was insane. And again, I wouldn't really say anything, because what did I have to say? Because I didn't know. And, you know, she would, again, talk about the boys and just talk shit about everybody. Everybody and the mamas. And we were a part of a different friend group at the time as well. We had two friend groups. We had our clubbing friend group and we had our friend group, like our actual friends. She would talk shit about them too. So they were not scot-free. And they didn't know. And they, I don't think they know to this day, because they're all still friends except for me. And I left that friend group for various reasons. And because they would actually talk shit about each other. It was toxic. It was like a high school friend group. But they can be high schoolers together in our late 20s and early 30s, because some of them are 30. So she would start, if there was not enough conversation about talking shit about our clubbing friend group, she would go off and talk about our other friend group, and she would talk shit about them too, just constantly, just picking off one by one. And in that conversation, I could say stuff because I was genuinely friends with all of those people. But again, I didn't really have a lot to say because I had nothing against them. So the only thing I probably said was against our mutual friend Felipe, because he was questionable. Again, fake name. So moving on, I started to notice that she was like pulling away from me. And I was like, okay, maybe she's just like doing her own thing. And at that time, you know, I was engaged, she was engaged. So we were just like busy with our own lives. So I wasn't really thinking about it, but in the back of my head, you know, my anxiety was like, what if she's talking shit about you? And anxiety has that tendency of doing that regardless if somebody is or is not talking shit about you. But the thing is, in that instance, with her, it was correct. Just like with my fiance, it was correct. I literally thought for the longest time it was just my anxiety. No, that man was talking shit about me, and it was actually terrible. And she was talking shit about me as well. And let me tell you, they were talking shit about me to each other. How crazy. The two gossipers just sitting there talking shit about each other. To each other, not about each other. Probably about each other, actually. Probably. But mostly, it was to each other about me. And I found that out at the end of my relationship, obviously. You know, I found out my ex-fiancé was talking shit, and it was just the worst kind of talking shit. And he was also talking shit to her. And a part of me, like, I found out early on that she was talking shit about me before I dumped my ex. And so I ended our friendship very quickly. And so I wasn't friends with her for, I think, maybe 3 months before I broke up with my ex-fiancé. And I noticed something was off because he didn't stop talking to her. So anyway, when I noticed she was pulling away, I was like, what is going on? And I figured out he was talking shit to her about me, and that made her pull away. And since she's such a gossip queen, I was so surprised that she believed, like, what he was saying. Because I'm like, you lie about your gossip, too. You're just talking shit to talk shit to air it in the air. And you're going to believe somebody else who's just talking shit? Like, you know you're lying. Why would you think he wasn't lying? But regardless, like, I thought it was funny that I thought that she wasn't talking shit about me. I was like, the answer was in front of my face. I was blinded by the red flag. If she's talking shit about everybody else, how would she not talk shit about me? Impossible. So my other example is, well, I guess I could wrap that up with some closure of, like, if your friend is, like, gossiping about absolutely everybody at all times, trust me, you are not in the clear at all. And they may be kissing your ass just like she was to me. And no matter how honest I was with her and how actually a friend I was to her, it wasn't enough because it was wrong. I wasn't good enough to be her friend because anytime I was honest and I told her that she shouldn't do something, I was seen as like the devil. I wasn't seen as somebody who actually cared. So those kind of people that gossip constantly aren't looking for real friends. They are just looking for the fillers, for the people they could take to the club, to the bar. They have their own problems going on and they have not solved it. So moving on to my next friend, my friend Isaac. He, again, fake names all around this podcast. I worked with Isaac at a store. And when we first met, we were not friends. We were just like coworkers, right? And then when I moved into a different department, and so did he, we actually started becoming friends. We texted all the time, and it may have been also that we both broke off like really serious relationships and we were just looking for friendship. I was not looking for companionship, trust me. Friendship. So we would text all the time, talk all the time, whatever. And then once he got super comfortable after like months of being friends and we started to hang out like in person other than, you know, outside of work, he started to talk shit. And it started with, you know, just some people at work. It was like a little gossip time. I was like, okay, I can totally gossip. I'm into this. I love gossiping. Who doesn't, right? And drinking some coffee. It's delicious. Get some Dunkin' today. I was like, this is fine. But then it got to the point where he was doing it all the time. And it was starting to go into talking about our friends. So we had a friend group. And there was some trouble in the friend group. And we would talk about it, but not in the gossipy way, but in the, maybe we should try to fix this. Like, maybe we should try to help, like, find a solution to the problem. But it kind of got toxic. Even I got toxic because I started to make fun of the people that were in the problem. I was like, you know, they're dumb and this girl's fucking stupid. Like, it was just not good. And he was fueling the fire because I'm not a person who... like, I love to gossip. I'm not going to say that I don't. I do. But I don't like to spread rumors. I don't like talking shit. It makes me feel terrible. But gossiping is fine. So it kind of got to the point where I started to feel terrible. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to stop talking about this because this isn't right. And he would just continue. He would just, like, kind of fuel the fire of talking crap about our mutual friends. And I was like, okay, let's stop. And then he started talking shit about a certain coworker that we worked with. And he didn't even know her. And we can call her Sarah. It's weird because I do have a person that works with me named Sarah, but this is at my other job. Anyway, so Sarah, she's a sweet, sweet girl. I don't know her that well either. But I was closer to her than he was. Like, we would text sometimes. We would talk to each other at work. I don't really talk to her that much now since I don't work there. But, again, when I was there, we would talk all the time when I was at work. And so I knew her more than he did. But, again, I didn't know her well enough to deny the allegations that he had thrown. So he had a lot to say about her. And it made me feel like he really knew her. I was like, man, you must have been friends with her or something. And it was just, the accusations were insane. It was just very dehumanizing and sexist, honestly. It was just bad. And I saw her in a different light after that because the rumors started to collect around the company that we worked at. Other people started talking about her and I started to hear it more and I was like, oh my god, if other people are saying it, it must be true, right? So then I talked to her and I didn't mean to tell her. It kind of just slipped out because we were having a conversation about like nice guys and how nice guys are shitty, right? And I was telling her, like, because at that time I actually stopped being friends with Isaac because I noticed how toxic he was getting. And I noticed that he was just talking shit to talk shit, just to hear himself fucking talk, because he has his own insecurities and he'd rather show everybody as being terrible and he's the best. It was getting to that point where I realized that, so I dropped him faster than I could have dropped Penelope, because I was like, I've already been in this. I'm not doing this again. So I was telling her, like, my friend Isaac, he would just talk shit about everybody, and he's pretending to be this nice guy, quote unquote, but he's actually shitty. And she was just like, oh my God, did he ever say anything about me? And I froze up. Because, yes, Sarah, he said a lot about you, and it was not good. And I didn't say anything, because I didn't know what to say. I was just sitting there frozen. And she's like, so he did. He did say something about me. What did he say? And I was like, I'm not going to tell you. Like, I'm not, I don't want to. It's not nice. And she's like, he said I'm a hoe. He said I'm a fucking whore. He said I sleep around, right? And I was like, I again, didn't say anything. I just kind of looked at her. But, you know, silence is sometimes louder than words. And she's like, he did say that. And she was very hurt by that and very upset. Because, you know, anybody can be a hoe if they want to. There is no shame in that. You do you, sis. Like, you make yourself happy. But if you're not a hoe and you have, like, some kind of morals for yourself, again, being a hoe, you can have morals. I'm not saying that. It just, you know, religiously, I'm talking about, like, you could have some kind of weird morals for yourself. I don't know what is going on in her head, but I wouldn't like to be called a hoe either if I'm not. And she was very hurt by that. And she escalated it to higher management, actually, because we are in a working environment and rumors were spreading because of him. And I was actually afraid that Isaac would get fired. And he didn't. He did not get fired. But regardless, I don't know what the benefit of talking shit about others is, because it hurts people. So right when I figured out that Isaac was just doing it to do it, and I knew Sarah, and I was like, you know what, Sarah's not that bad. So I would try to convince him before I stopped being friends. I was like, you know what? Sarah's not that bad. Like, I'm actually friends with her. Like, you don't know her. She doesn't even know you. She said she has no idea who Isaac is. Like, why don't you get a chance to get to know her, you know? And he's like, no. I'm not going to get to know an abusive, like, manipulative whore. And I was like, those are some huge accusations you have against someone you have absolutely no idea about. Like, you can't just throw out the word abusive like that if you don't even know her. And just because you heard some rumors doesn't mean they're true. And sure, Sarah could be lying to me too. She could just be telling me that she's a nice person and she's not. I don't know. But I'm not going to be out here pretending like I know, you know? It's different when you know and you've seen the evidence that somebody's a shitty person and you decide to still be their friend because they didn't hurt you but they hurt somebody else. It's completely different because there is no actual proof of her being a shitty person. I have never seen it. So I'm just like, whatever. I'm going to be her friend until I'm proven that she's actually shitty. And to this day, I never got proof. So, and I told him, I was like, you know, Isaac, you have a lot to say for someone you don't know about. You know, maybe you should try to chill, or maybe you should try to get to know her before you say something else and it escalates to something bad, which it did. Partly my fault, sure, fine. But it was going to happen regardless. So he was never convinced, and he still to this day talks shit. It's unhealthy. And if we circle back to the beginning, the reason why people love to gossip, talk shit, is because they're insecure within themselves. A lot of times when you have some kind of manipulative, toxic behavior in somebody, it is because they feel that they are bad within themselves. There's something wrong with them that they can't fix, so they just try to make everybody else look worse than them, so they look like they're actually decent and okay human beings. And the most obvious, like, version of that is the gossiper, because it's easy to catch, like, when you go into manipulation. Like, it's not that easy, but the gossipers are pretty easy to catch, because you start to notice that they're just talking crap about one person and then the other and then the other, and then ends up he's he or she, they or them, talking shit about all your friends. And then you start to wonder, are they talking shit about me? And they are. It's nearly impossible for them not to. Because what are they going to do? Like, just because they're talking to you about someone else, like, what are they going to talk about to that person? They're going to talk about you. And you don't need that kind of energy in your life. Sure, you can keep those kind of friends if they get an in for you to the club or something, but don't keep them for long and don't keep them close, because there is no point, no reason at all. All they're going to do is going to hurt you in the end. No reason. And the benefit to talking crap about others is only to make yourself feel better. There is no other reason. And that is selfish, because we're all out here just trying to live our lives. Why are people really shit? Like, why? 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 You could just stop gossiping in that sense. You know, gossip a little bit, you know, whatever. But, like, talking shit about others, stop. Maybe try to work on yourself. Go to therapy. That is the answer to everything. Literally go to therapy. Take a hike. Start to love yourself. And once you start to love yourself... I had to take a little break. I hope you enjoyed that. I wanted to bring in another example of somebody who gossips, because sometimes it's not as obvious as you think. Let's bring in my friend Emmy again. We love her from the manipulation episode. She was also a gossip queen. So we are mutual friends with our friend Jason. Jason's good. I'm still friends with him. We talk every day. But that whole situation with me, Emmy, and Jason, there's a lot to unpack there. But let's unpack this portion. She started to talk bad about him when he didn't really regard her. So he had quit working with us, and he was still talking to me. And I didn't really tell her right away, because I was just like, whatever, it's just Jason, it's not a big deal. And she was like bringing him up every time we would hang out, or even on text. Like, she'd be like, oh, Jason like sent me a Snapchat or whatever. He sent her a video. He never sent me a video. I was so sad. I was like, Jason, I miss seeing your face. Like, what the hell? But he would send her videos, like, every so often, like, responding to her videos, obviously. But sometimes he wouldn't respond to her. And I'll be honest, Jason doesn't respond to Snapchat. It's not his thing. Again, fake names. But when we first started being friends with Jason, I had a little crush on him because he's a cutie. Actually, he's gorgeous. But that's besides the point. I got over it very fast, because once I started talking to him, I realized that we're just more friendship material. And so anyway, he wouldn't respond to every Snapchat of hers. He never really responded to any of my Snapchats, except for like when I would text him. He would always respond to that. And when we would hang out, like, she would notice that my phone would go off and show his name. And she'd be like, oh, so he's like messaging you. And I'm like, yeah, you know, we're just talking about bullshit or whatever. And then so once he started to respond to her less, that's when she started to talk shit about him. And again, she wasn't close to him. She doesn't know anything about him. I barely know enough about him to talk shit about him, but I know enough, like, to actually, if I wanted to. But it's obviously the insecurity that was showing. And she would just start going off. Like, I deleted Snapchat at one point, so we exchanged numbers, and we would just text constantly to this day. And so I would start hiding my phone, because I started to notice how insecure she was getting about Jason not messaging her, but messaging me. It's very high school, right? Yeah. She had a fiance at the time, okay? Let's stress that out. So Emmy would just be like, wow, he's fucking stupid, and like, he's ugly and he's terrible and, like, he thinks he's so cool, but he's not, like, what gives him the right to not respond to me but to respond to you? And I was like, what? What's wrong with me? Like, that's when I started to see red flags in her, because she was already throwing me under the bus as if, like, why would he respond to me if he wasn't responding to her? I'm like, wow, am I less than or something? So it was getting to that point where anytime you even tried to suggest a conversation about Jason, her face would get red and she would just go off and be like, what, that fucking dumb shit? Like, we're going to talk about him, waste our breath on that? And this is a different form of the gossipy, talking shit friend. This is the super insecure friend that is not getting the attention that she wanted from a cute guy. She's a pick-me girl after all. Hello. Doesn't matter that she's fully engaged buying a wedding dress. She needs that cute boy to respond to her and not to me. So I started to feel weird about being his friend, because I hate having those people in your life where you're just like, hey, that person hurt me. Why are you still friends with them? I do not like being that person. So I was like, oh my God, like, I can't be friends with Jason. He's hurting my best friend. But then again, I was fully in all of that friendship. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't actually physically harm her. He didn't mentally harm her. There was no reason for her to hate him that much at all. And I had no reason to stop being friends with him because, again, he didn't hurt her actually. It was in her head. And it was, she made the problem. She actually made it happen. So I was like, she's the problem, not him. He didn't do anything. He's just not talking to her because he doesn't want to be her friend. And that is valid. That is okay. Emmy is a lot. Not a lot of people can be friends with her. And I mean, I was having a hard time being friends with her at that point. And sure, maybe I still was trying to talk to him because he's cute or whatever, but that's not the true reason why I was still friends with him. It was because I got along with him and he is a generally nice person. And he didn't do anything to her. Like, I read the messages that he sent her and I saw the Snapchats. He was being cordial and nice and friendly. Like, if he actually, like, said something against her or hurt her feelings, like, I would probably be like, hey, Jason, like, sorry, not sorry, bye. But he didn't do that. She was just hammering into him, like, as if he killed her dog or something. She doesn't even have a dog. She has a cat. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it was, like, as if he was, like, this tremendously terrible human being. Like, God forbid he's able to walk on this earth without his body going into flames. Like, that's how she was acting. And it was insane to me because he did nothing. And I know this is pure jealousy and needing attention. There's no other reason why she was mad at him. So I was like, all right, what the fuck? Like, it got to the point where, because at that time, I know I said he quit. He didn't quit. He was on leave of absence. So he was about to come back from leave of absence and they work in the same department together. I was like, oh my God. I know she talks crap about him, but she's that kind of person, which is good, that she's going to talk crap to him. You know, at least you're not hiding it, you know? She's not like Isaac, who is still friends with her, actually, that he talks shit about everybody behind their back. She's the kind of person that's going to talk shit about you and talk shit to your face. And I like that. That's good. But there's no real reason to talk shit to Jason. He didn't do anything. So I was genuinely scared. And so I messaged Jason. I was like, hey, like, I'm going to give you the down low about Emmy. Because, you know, I want you to come back to work. But I want you to be prepared. Mentally and physically. And when I told him what she said about him, he was, I don't know, like, he was extremely angry, and I would be too. Like, if I heard that, I'd be like, yo, I'm not friends with you anymore. Like, with Emmy. And he was shocked. He was like, I didn't do anything to her. Like, I would understand if I did, but, like, I just stopped talking to her because we didn't really click. Like, there's no reason, there's no real reason for her to be that mad. And I was like, I know. I saw the conversations. I'm not blinded by the light. Like, I know what's happening. And on top of it all, she did talk shit about me, but she just didn't say it to me. That's the difference. I was her best friend. She couldn't bear to tell me that. Well, she told me to my face what she was feeling, and it was bad. And I know she's saying it to others now. So, you know, she turned into a gossip queen just like Isaac. It's when you don't take care of your mental health, you don't take care of your issues, is when you turn into this bad fucking person. And she, you know, he ended up quitting, though. Jason just ended up quitting. He did not come back. And not because of Emmy. He just didn't want to come back. But Emmy would still, to this day, talk shit about him. If you bring up even just a J, though J names are toxic, but his real name is not Jason and it doesn't start with a J, so he's not toxic. Just bring up a J from Jason, she would just flip. And she would just say all these accusations about him. It was just, you could tell how insecure she was. It wasn't even like a ha-ha, that's a funny thing to say about somebody. It was like, man, Jason must have like been your ex-boyfriend or something. Like, it's insane. So, you see these three examples of being a gossiper. The first two were pretty similar, but the last one was a little different. People really are shit, and you could just not be. This is something that we need to work on as a society. Like, instead of putting someone else down, just try to, like, maybe not be their friend if you don't like them and keep your mouth shut. Or work on yourself and maybe you'll notice that that person's actually not that bad. That would be probably the better option. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it and or enjoyed it. I mean, I do hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed listening to, like, what people can be like and maybe finding a solution to fix that. And you can fix your friend who is like that. You can take them to therapy. You can help them fix themselves. You can be like, hey, like, let's work on this because obviously it's an insecurity and we can beat it. But we don't have to be gossip queens. We could just be a little bit of a gossip queen. But the rest of those shitty things, like, leave it in the past. And obviously, you notice, once somebody starts talking shit about others, you leave them because they are talking shit about you. I don't know what the next episode is going to be about, but we'll find out together. I hope you stick around. If you have any questions or concerns, I believe you could find me on Instagram. We could definitely link a voice message into the podcast if you want to. There is a link through the Anchor app, and I believe that even through Spotify, you should be able to do it. You could leave me a question or concern and I could try to answer it for you. I hope you have a good rest of your week. I will talk to you when I talk to you. Bye.